live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
And a hearty good morning to you. 6:12 at WFMD, 26th day of January. In the year of our Lord, 2023. And I don't know about you, Ryan. I don't write a whole lot of checks, but I make sure that I write 23. And I haven't done a 22 yet. Have you?
There have been a couple of times I've written 22, like on if I post a podcast or something like that. But I'm well aware it's 2023. I get you, though. I get you. When we were in school and we actually had to write and nothing was on computer
right
during the new year, when a new year kicked in, I would always write the year previous until I got used to the new year. And it usually took a couple of months, actually, to become ingrained in my brain
that it is 2023. It's another year has gone by. And as you're another year older.
Yep.
As you get older, man, they start to fly by a lot faster.
They do. They do. So yesterday after Rick Weldon got off the air, we had a station meeting with upper management and some people in the community. And I can announce now that WFMD in March is going to have the first of its town hall series on businesses. So we've developed this town hall series. It was something I was sketching out last year, and we're not sure what the other two town halls are going to be. We're going to have three a year starting this year. It's going to be at the New Spire Theater in downtown, and we're going to have businesses and a panel of speakers, including Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor. So that's going to be held in March, at the end of March. So we're still kind of verifying who's going to be there, but kind of cool. WFMD is going to have town halls throughout the year about things happening in the community, and I couldn't think of anything more important than, you know, our local businesses. That's going to be the first town hall.
Well, that's a great idea, and determining exactly the direction that will go and what will be on topic and what won't be on topic. Hopefully everything's on topic. You know
so
what I mean?
Basically, the kind of premise of the town hall is the state of businesses in Frederick County. So we're going to have, you know, small businesses and big businesses. We're going to be asking businesses, you know, what are you seeing out there? Are you having trouble hiring people? What's the revenue like? What's the recovery like after the pandemic? I think those three things are really, really big in the business community. And when I go into businesses, I don't know about you, it's probably the same thing in Florida, but customer service is an issue, and that's because they're short staffed.
Customer service is horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
It is. It really is.
Horrible. It really
is. So is it the culture of America? Is that the new America? Because there is a different America, like on different sides of the globe. There's the California America, where the government wants to total control. They think every problem should be solved with a government solution. And then there's the Florida, where they're letting the parents take the lead in raising the children. They're letting the local governments, because we are a federalist society. You know, we saw that during the pandemic with the governors. The governors had all the say, because we are a federalist society, so the governments have the say, the state governments have the say about what goes on. But we will, in the next couple of years, I think, as we approach the 2024 election, we're going to see if we're going to be the Florida America or if we're going to be the California America.
Well, I'm hoping for the earlier one, the Florida America. But, you know, when getting back to the issue of customer service, I think that it depends on where you go, you know, that and who the people are. I mean, I've been to great places with great customer service, and you know, I make sure that when I get good customer service, if it's like a tippable situation, I tip them. We took some friends of ours who were down from Pennsylvania, took him to a local steakhouse, and the young man who was our server was fantastic. I mean, he was engaging. He was funny. He made sure that all our drinks, he came back and kept asking us what was going on, you know, if we were okay. And this place was packed. I mean, this was a packed place. It's packed every day. And I made sure that the only issue that he did was he brought me the wrong bill. And and I was like, okay, which one's going to be bigger? but I grabbed the manager on my way out, and I said, keep that young man. Keep him around. Keep him and keep him happy. And he said, I knew from the interview that I had a special guy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay. So, and then you got the people who, like, you know, will hand you a bag and not say anything. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I don't know. That's why I like good customer service.
Yeah, I love good customer service. But it's hard to come by. The local restaurant that Tiff and I go to all the time, just a bunch of kids playing on their phones. They're TikToking their experience at work. They're not paying attention to their customers. But I still feel compelled, Bob, to give them a tip, because that's how I would want to be treated. I'm not to the point where I'm penalizing bad people for bad service. I have a hard time. My wife doesn't. I have a hard time doing it.
I wouldn't. I agree with Tiffany.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe do it more than I shouldn't, but, you know, if they think that behavior is acceptable, that it's okay to sit on your phone and not fill your glass of water or not acknowledge the fact that you're there, you know, I think that's just, or make no excuses, you know, for the fact that they don't bring you the right thing, or, you know, it's just like, well, okay, you know, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No.
It's not the way it is. And, or somebody going, well, that's not my job. Well, you're working here, aren't you?
Yep.
I mean, that's like Ryan saying that, you know, when Diana comes over and goes, there's a dead mouse, and doesn't get Tom to take it, you know, and comes and gets you.
Yeah.
She used to do that to me all the time.
Yeah, that's not in my contract anymore.
Right.
I don't pick
up a dead mice.
That's No, it's not my deal. 619 at WFMD.
930 WFMD. Sports update.
The Washington Capitals are back at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins, looking to avenge a November loss 4-1. They'll drop the puck at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Meanwhile, the Washington Wizards are suddenly hot. They start their 5-game road trip that's a week long off on the right spot after beating Dallas 127-126. They beat the Rockets 108-103. Kyle Kuzma went crazy in the fourth quarter, scoring 20 of his 33 in the fourth quarter on their way to a 5-point victory. Girls basketball in Frederick County. Oakdale over Manchester Valley 39-35. Oakdale had to overcome a 21-9 deficit in the first half to pull out the win over the Mavericks. AFC and NFC championship game Sunday. AFC, the Chiefs and the Bengals, and the NFC pits, the Niners and the Eagles. 620 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
Morning News Express and WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. The Misfits of Madcap Mayhem is what we are.
Can you say that 4 times fast, 5 times fast?
No, Misfits of Madcap Mayhem. I slow down.
Bob, where's your photo online? Did they take you off WFMB.com?
Did they?
Huh? I think so.
It might be something changes are brewing, so to speak. Well, there I am.
I wake up every morning thinking about that, don't you? Nothing's happening, Bob.
No.
Nothing's happening.
I look at the fact that it's you and Diana have pushed me to the back back row, but then again, so did Tim push Frank. Frank just looks like a homeless guy.
He does.
He's not, but that's what he looks like. So let's just see. Well, no, it says on air now. It's you and me.
So we had a consultant come in the other day to talk about video, right? And they said that the studio was utterly ill-equipped for video presentation. You can't have video is what they determined. So I guess they're paying this guy like $400 or $500 an hour to come in and tell people what to do.
So then I've been telling them for years?
Well, no, they didn't call you. They didn't call you.
Trust me, man, I am no longer really part of the station.
That's a shame. That is a shame.
I am nobody now. No,
well, Johnny Holiday said that you had the best gig in town. Remember that during Christmas Cash for Kids?
Oh, yeah.
He said you had the best gig in
town.
Johnny Holiday could get away with telling Bob Miller he's stealing money.
I'm stealing money. I mean, I keep you on a straight and narrow path. If it wasn't for me, you'd probably be in jail by now.
That's probably. I would definitely be fired. That's for sure.
So especially what's this guy saying? We had a camera set up that I guess just disappeared after Christmas Cash for Kids.
Okay, so basically, the way the studio is laid out now, we can't have nobody's going to want to watch that video because you have a just so people know. So. The studio's kind of old, obviously, but you have a teddy bear.
1962.
Yeah, you have a teddy bear behind me with some type of WFMD scarf with a Santa hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a doll that looks like it could belong to a serial killer.
I think somebody gave that to Frank and Tim as a gift.
With no head. This thing has no head. Super creepy, but it has a hat. And an American flag hanging out. And then when you look behind me, I'm looking behind me, you have all this stuff that looks like it belongs to a hoarder. You have boxes of cords and headphones and stuff just laying around that doesn't belong in a studio.
Stop the you have. I haven't been in the studio for 2 years. I don't have anything.
Well, I'm talking about the radio station. All right, the radio station has, we have in studio boxes of recycling. You can't put this stuff on TV. You have to make the background aesthetically pleasing to people that are tuning in. If you watch radio and video all the time, they have, you know, banners that have the station logo or...
Well, let's be honest with you. A lot of stations have a lot more money than we do.
Yeah,
The other thing is that you like, you know, did you see the tweet from Kim Komando the other day?
No.
Where it showed her spacious studios and mm-hmm. she says, I have the exact same thing as Sean Hannity and, you know, other people on TV. And it's basically, you know, a 6x6 room mm-hmm. with the, you know, with a logo behind her. It's just it's a booth. It's no studio. It's just a booth with a single camera on them.
And that's exactly what we would probably have to have, like a banner behind us. We could have whatever is going on in the studio can go on as long as we have something blocking it. Right. Yeah. So.
Right. I mean, you know, you don't have to show that part.
No, you don't. You don't.
But you know what? You got stuff. I mean, I will show you pictures. There's a guy who he does his show. He's one of the number one radio personalities in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not me. But he does his show from his garage, I think, or he can, you know, concocted a room during COVID. And he's just stayed there. And it's just got pictures of stuff and just junk that people sent them. So it's no different. It's just what you're willing to put out there. Yeah, the trash needs to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, we recycle, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, where's it going to go? You put it in the recycling bin, they take it to the transfer station, dump it in a vehicle, takes it someplace that doesn't get recycled.
And trust me, if they were worried about recycling, they would focus on Frank's office where everything can be recycled. There are boxes and boxes of papers that are stacked up, and he's like, I'm gonna go through them, but it.
Well, he did. He had right when I forget when. I guess it was during Christmas Cash for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting there and going through stuff in his office, and Sierra was there, and. And I was like, Frank, this is a resume of mine from 1920.
You're going to say 1920.
Yeah, it was. But so I was just like, yeah, he loves the kid. Well, I might need it.
Yeah,
no, you don't need it. Yeah. Throw it away.
It's a mental illness.
But everybody has it. I know you live in a condo, so mm-hmm. it's a little bit different. But everybody usually has that room where they just throw stuff.
Yeah.
And they just keep stuff. I mean, since I moved, I mean, I threw away a lot of stuff, and I just went through a bunch of stuff and just like, you know, pictures of me where you can't tell it's me, but I'm on a motorcycle riding up a hill and jumping, and I'm like 15 feet off the ground. And I'm like, nobody cares about that anymore. Nobody's going to show that when my funeral or anything because they can't tell it's me. So I just threw it away.
We have a room dedicated to that kind of stuff.
Oh, you guys do?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We just kind of dump stuff, much to my chagrin. But what we do. Anyway, there's a movie theater employee explaining why you should not have freshly made popcorn. This is exactly why I don't go to the movies, and then
right,
we'll go to
throw
news.
That person away.
I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now, and if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this, like, warm, like, mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so, maybe. We're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week, but you're never going to have popcorn a week old at a movie theater, just so you know.
I've had popcorn that tastes like it's a week old at a movie theater.
Yeah. I like the video of the guy, the kid who is, he's kind of a heavy set kid, but he's putting the butter in the popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty hilarious.
TikTok,
I love it.
TikTok, TikTok, yeah, man, TikTok,
that's
TikTok.
That's right.
China has all your information. 631.
They've had it for a long time,
F-M-D.
Ryan.
M-D. Uh-oh. I think we lost Bob. It is 644 WFMD. Bob Miller, what's going on, man?
I don't know. We had a bit of a brownout or something, and we didn't lose power, but we had a brownout.
Yeah.
And so I guess that does something with my internet.
Yeah, no, that's... It is typical Thursday morning stuff that we're dealing with. The gremlins, the cobwebs on a Thursday
right.
morning.
I mean, I saw it happening. I'm like, oh man, I could break out my, gonna have to break out my generator. But
you don't have time to do that though.
Right? No, not yet. No, it is packed away, ready to go. But yeah, we don't have weight. I guess we'll just have to do a kind of a reboot of everything here today. In just a minute, when you start doing the sports and stuff like that, I'll do a kind of a reboot. Because everything looks like it doesn't want to. I mean, all my computer didn't go down.
Uh huh.
The only thing that went down was the Comrex.
Huh. Interesting. So, okay. Well,
yeah.
You
and
know,
I guess maybe the internet.
We always push on. So I wanted to talk about Donald Trump real quick because let's go back 2 years ago when the January 6th riots were happening and Donald Trump was demonized as an insurrectionist, white supremacist president who. Was talking subliminally to his supporters and urged them to storm the Capitol and overturn the vote, disrupting the peaceful transfer of power. Well, 2 years later, things are a little bit different because we have the document controversy involving Joe Biden. And yesterday, the global affairs director of Meta, the parent company for Facebook and Instagram, came out and said, look, we're ending Donald Trump's 2-year suspension. He could get back on the platform if he so chooses. Donald Trump has 34 million followers on Facebook and 23 million on Instagram. So I guess my question to you, Bob, is why now? Why are they lifting the suspension right now, right before the election? Is it another distraction to take away from the classified document controversy, or are they genuinely invested in a free and open dialogue as they say they are?
I would hope it's the latter. I think that, you know, when you have somebody who has that many followers, you know, yes, does he say controversial things? Sure he does, but so does a lot of other people. And I think what happened was that somebody finally got into their face and said, you know, you're, and I talk about the higher ups at the Meta,
mm-hmm.
you guys are, you know, suppressing freedom of speech, which you sit there and talk about all the time.
Right.
You know, you got to give the guy back his platform. I mean, you know, I don't always like what he said about things, but he had the right to say some of it. I still disagree with people who say he subliminally told people to go into into Congress and just, you know, the Capitol and start doing what they did. He never did that. And as a matter of fact, I mean, can tell people over and over and over, and we got to go for a break, is that he sat there and said, look, here's the deal. You know, Nancy Pelosi, please give me the help that we need. Give us some National Guard. He asked Muriel Bowser, same thing. We need police down there. And they refused him. They refused him because they wanted to send a message that they had more power than he did or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, they kind of got what they were I think maybe they got what they were hoping to get so they could go down this path.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, Bob, why don't you go reset? I'll do sports. I'll take care of Chris. We'll see if we could get you back up and just text me the status, okay?
All right. I'm now no lights whatsoever, so
okay,
we'll
be there. I might have to reset from here, and I'm more than happy to do so. After sports, that's Bob Miller. I'm Ryan Hedrick, 648 at WFMD.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, there's a big game in Washington, D.C. tonight on the ice. It pits the Caps and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, these two teams did not get off to good starts, but after that January 9th game, a game that the Penguins beat the Caps 4-1, both teams have experienced quite a turnaround. Since 2007-08, at least one of these teams have been division champions 12 of the last 15 seasons. In the nine seasons with the current playoff format, never have they both finished as wild card teams. So they're going to drop the puck at 7. We're expecting a good game tonight in the district. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Wizards are off to a 2-0 start on their five-game Texas road trip. They beat the Rockets last night 108-103. Kyle Kuzma had 33 points. He dropped 20 of those points in a very decisive fourth quarter. Maryland Terrapins get an 18-point victory over Wisconsin. Go Terps. That's 649.